Doggett's presentation, called High-Tech Tots, Opportunities and Challenges, explores how ever-increasing screen time can both aid and impair early learning. But she's focused on helping technology improve education for young people. Doggett is stressing the need for schools to keep pace with new technology as it enters the marketplace.
The need for principals, center directors, and administrators to really step up and help teachers get the training, help them figure out what kind of tech tools and apps that will work in different classrooms.
Doggett says it's important for educators to recognize the difference between good technology and junk technology, or passive technology like television.
Certainly as we move more toward interactive technology, that has great potential. I think the research is really clear that if it's a passive technology, that children don't gain as much, but if it's interactive, that really is serving as a learning platform.
Ben Houston is president of the Waterford Institute, located in Sandy. His organization is hosting Dr. Doggett's visit. Houston says educators and policymakers must first decide what they want to achieve with new technology before putting it in kids' hands.
One of the things that recently was proposed was, for instance, giving a device to every child in Utah. And one of the things that was very sketchy was what exactly would that device be used for? What are the actual learning outcomes that we're anticipating that those devices would result in?
Doggett says in addition to Tuesday's event, she's visiting the Granite School District to learn about their preschool program, which has garnered national attention for its success. Whitney Evans, KUBR News.